I want, especially for the young people to listen. A long, long time ago, our people had no books, no pencil, no paper, sometimes no nothing, just themselves. I'm trying to think back of the years of our ancestors. We say in the Thinkit language, Hasisko has, Hashakunke, Hanakkautikitia, the people from whom we came. I try to think of them and the kind of life they lived. They weren't poor, but they weren't far from being poor. But they were not absolutely broke. They had something more than gold. And that something more than gold we call in the Thinkit language Tuwusatsin, a strong mind. A strong mind. They wouldn't let the cold kill them. They wouldn't let the long walking kill them. If they were walking, somebody would holler out, Yuko ayakon. Have courage. Be determined. Don't stop. That's the kind of people native Alaskans came from. No matter what race, but native Alaskans. Though that is the kind of stuff that our people came from and made them to keep going on. What happened after them? We are here because of that kind of courage of our people. We are here today. Young people, there are some things all around us that are great and powerful and wonderful, and I want to speak about them. One of them is courage. Have we ever heard courage? Have we ever seen courage? Have we ever picked it up and put it inside you? If you do, it comes very quietly. It makes no noise. But when you pick it up and it comes into you, you've picked up something wonderful. And another one is truth. Truth. It's out there. Young people, you have to pick that up too. It makes no noise, but it's out there. Our native people know what truth is. We say in Thinkit, Yatachun Khekarsati, straight. True. Young people, pick that up and let it become a part of you. And another one out there is the word know, N-O spelled in American language, and know. There are many things in this new generation from the Western culture. Many things, good things and bad things. Against the bad things, young people, say no. 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 When we went to school, grade school, we happened to go to a school where every morning we had a chapel service, half an hour, and the teachers took turns giving us a little talk. And one of them came up and said to us, I was in the first grade, and the teacher said, take care of the old person you're going to become. And I thought to myself, what a funny talk to give us. But I never forgot it. It was one of the best messages I ever heard. Take care of the old person you're going to become. Here I am. Here I am. Because someone said, take care of the old person you're going to become. What a wonderful thought to receive. And so, young people, when the older people talk to you, stop, stop, and listen to them. Make believe you're like a car, young people, and you've come to a gas station. Never mind the $10 a gallon. When the old people start to fill your gas tank up with good things of life, you're going to run a long, long time. Young people, the road to progress is being built right now. The road to progress is being built right now. Get up. Get up. And get as much of the good things from your own people, our native people. We have good things to know, good things to use from our own culture, whether it be from the north, the middle, the Yukon, the Kuskokwim River, the Aleutian Islands, the other islands, southeast Alaska. There, the culture has many, many good things. You see, young people, we are now living in two worlds, the native world and the Western culture world. I love the older people. I love them because each one of them is like a book of the culture. And they know so much. They know so much. Take time, and they would be glad just to visit with you. We often say that we are losing our culture. Yes, yes, we are losing our culture, but we can't lose it completely. If you do not know the language, yes, it's often hard to learn your own language when you get older. It's when you're a child that you learn the language fast. That's how we learned it as little children. But if today you young people have had the misfortune of not knowing your language, at least learn 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5, or 6 different words from your culture. Just learn a few words from your culture. It'll make you feel good. It'll give you a little taste of your own culture. And now I would just like to close by saying, young people, you must take better care of yourself. Take better care of yourself. Many of you do not realize You're such a wonderful person. You're a wonderful person. And the world needs your leadership. Your people need your leadership. Many of us who are a little bit older, we will be gone. And you will stand in a place where we have stood and where we have been serving. Can we depend on you? Can you people depend on you? You might say, well, I made many mistakes and people will not listen to me. There was one man who made an awful mistake, and his name was Moses in the Old Testament. God forgave him, and God called him, and he became one of the greatest leaders in Bible times, Moses. And today, your people will be calling on you too, and your God will be calling on you to do a great job for your people. Don't fail. Stand up to it. And when that call comes, say, here am I. Send me. Thank you. Thank you. Can you stand for a few minutes?